This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government is ready for monsoon disaster preparedness and response. Shram Sansar app launched to collect data on Nepalis living abroad, app to provide consular service and enable prompt rescue in emergency situations. And Iran's supreme leader says US gained nothing from strikes. Now the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said the government is ready for disaster preparedness and response. Speaking at the meeting of the House of Representatives Committee on Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources yesterday, the Home Minister has put preparedness measures in place through security agencies bearing in mind the potentiality of occurrence of disaster at any time during monsoon. Chief Executive Officer of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Dinesh Prasad Bhatta briefed the meeting about the disaster preparedness measures underlining the roles of locals in the rescue efforts. Committee President Kusum Devi Thapa urged the ministry and bodies concerned to update the committee about the disaster preparedness efforts and make sure that such measures will be more effective than of the past. The government of Nepal has launched the Shram Sansar app, a digital platform designed to collect information and details of Nepalis living and working abroad. The app was launched jointly by Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari amid an event at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Singha Darbar yesterday. The app aims to gather data on Nepalis in labor destination countries and the Nepali diaspora. The app will also provide consular service and enable prompt rescue and help in emergency situations. Once registered, users of the app will help the Nepali missions in the destination countries and the ministries of foreign affairs and labor get real-time information about the status, locations and needs of the Nepalis in foreign lands. Addressing the event, Minister Dr. Rana viewed that the app would be instrumental in addressing problems facing Nepalis abroad. Similarly, Labour Minister Bhandari said the app and the legalized labour permit would provide great relief in the foreign employment sector. Arrangements have been made for the Nepali embassies in the relevant countries to regularly update the app, ensuring accuracy and effectiveness of the system. The meeting of the National Assembly yesterday passed the Appropriation Bill 2082. A proposal tabled by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel seeking endorsement of the Appropriation Bill 2082 was passed by a majority of the National Assembly members. Prior to this, Finance Minister Podel responded to the NA members' concerns during the theoretical discussion on the proposal, stating that the upcoming fiscal year's budget was implementable and balanced. Meanwhile, the Committee for Legislation Management of the National Assembly has presented its report on the bill to amend some Nepal Act 2080 BS, along with messages received from the House of Representatives. Committee President Tulasa Kumari Dahal introduced the report during yesterday's session of the Upper House. In the same meeting, Secretary at the National Assembly Dr. Surendra Arial tabled the House of Representatives' message regarding the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2025-26. In the meantime, the National Assembly yesterday unanimously endorsed a resolution motion on increasing citizens' access to clean drinking water, granting facilities to sanitation institutions and committees and establishing bleaching powder industries within Nepal. The resolution motion proposed by lawmaker Jagat Prasad Sarma. President Ramchandra Podel has said the Sanskrit language was the world's treasure, adding that this language was not merely limited only in Nepal and India. Addressing the World Sanskrit Conference in Kathmandu yesterday, President Podel argued that the Sanskrit language, literature and culture have imprinted deep impressions in South Asia and its impacts are worldwide now. The president also shared that the future of the Sanskrit language is promising due to the use of computer and AI. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has addressed the 5th Energy Ministers' Level Meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, member states. Addressing the meeting held in Ningbo city of Zhejiang province in China yesterday, Minister Khadka emphasized the need to create a regional framework and strengthen cooperation and making it more effective with innovative ideas for investment promotion and energy trade. In the meeting with the theme of integrated innovation for energy future, Minister Khadka stressed on the need for regional unity, cooperation and collaboration among SCO member states in promoting energy development, grid connectivity, innovation and energy security. Government of the Republic of Korea has launched Wii mobile app to provide essential information related to employment in a simplified way to those who are in foreign employment. Launched in Kathmandu yesterday with the financial support of the Government of Korea, the app will operate with the support of the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security of the Government of Nepal. On the occasion, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari said that the government plans to ensure transparency and policy decisions through the use of digital technology in the labour market. Similarly, Korean Ambassador to Nepal Tae Yong Park stated that the app will provide support and guidance based on the needs of the workers to access accurate, reliable and timely information. The app includes resources for skill development, financial planning and mental health with a user-friendly interface in Nepali and English. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has received 5 complaints against 3 proposed justices of the Supreme Court and 2 other complaints were received regarding the procedural issues of hearing process. Committee President Ishwari Devi Neopane shared that 2 complaints were filed against Senior Advocate Meghraj Pokhrel, 2 against Srikant Podel, Chief Judge of High Court in Janakpur, and 1 against Santi Singh Thapa, Chief Judge of High Court in Dipayal. The committee will hold discussions with complaints today and conduct hearing on the 29th of June. Private airlines have decided to suspend the Pokhara-Jomsom flights for 2 months due to the declining number of passengers on the route during the rainy season. Due to a low number of passengers and adverse weather conditions, Tara Airlines has suspended flights for 2 months from June 16. Likewise, Summit Airlines has also announced the suspension of this route for 2 months from July 4. According to the information shared by the station in charge of Tara Air, the airlines will resume flights from the first week of September. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Iran's supreme leader has claimed that the U.S. gained no achievements from strikes on its nuclear facilities in its first public address since the ceasefire with Israel was agreed on Tuesday. The BBC quoted leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying the strikes did not accomplish anything significant to disrupt Iran's nuclear program and described their retaliation against an American airbase in Qatar as dealing a heavy blow. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said intelligence gathered by the U.S. and Israel indicated the operation significantly damaged the nuclear program, setting it back by years. Iran has maintained that its nuclear program is for civilian purposes alone and that it had never sought to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's health ministry said 610 people were killed during the 12 days of air attacks, while Israeli authorities said 28 were killed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of the hilly regions of the country. There is also a possibility of storm in Bagmati and Gandaki province, including Tarai region of Lumbini and Madhes province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government is ready for monsoon disaster preparedness and response. Shram Sansar app launched to collect data on Nepalis living abroad, app to provide consular service and enable prompt rescue in emergency situations. And Iran's supreme leader says US gained nothing from strikes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.